Deseret News. I'm Mary Rose. The partial government shutdown is over, but difficult negotiations over Homeland Security funding continue on Capitol Hill.
When Congress approved the final government funding bills, it passed a temporary two-week extension for Homeland Security. Democrats are demanding changes to how ICE enforces the nation's immigration laws. The two parties have until Friday to reach an agreement. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries warned that Democrats would not support any more stopgap funding without substantial changes. House Speaker Mike Johnson said he expects an agreement to be made. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Washington Post publisher Will Lewis says he's stepping down.
Lewis' resignation comes 3 days after the troubled newspaper announced it was laying off one-third of its staff. Lewis sent an email Saturday to the newspaper's staff. His email says, quote, "Difficult decisions have been taken in order to ensure the sustainable future of the Post," unquote. Lewis and the Post billionaire owner Jeff Bezos did not participate in a meeting with staff announcing these layoffs.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. The British Prime Minister's chief of staff has resigned over the appointment of the new UK ambassador to the U.S.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer's chief of staff, Morgan McSweeney, resigned Sunday, saying he takes responsibility for advising Starmer to appoint Peter Mandelson as the UK ambassador to the U.S., despite his ties to Jeffrey Epstein. In the Epstein files, it suggested that Mandelson sent market-sensitive information to Epstein when he was the UK government's business secretary during the 2008 financial crisis. In a statement, Sweeney says the decision to appoint Peter Mandelson was wrong.
This is SRN News. A big change at the Department of Health and Human Services.
Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says faith-based addiction recovery programs will now be able to get federal grants. Of drug addiction, Kennedy says, quote, "It's a physical disease, it's a mental disease, it's an emotional disease, but above all, it's a spiritual disease, and faith-based organizations play a critical role." Christian homeless shelters often provide addiction recovery services, and they too will be able to seek federal funding. Michael Harrington reporting.
Protestant denominations aren't the only religious groups facing internal fractures over liberalism. Pope Leo is facing his first major crisis with traditionalist Catholics, a breakaway conservative group attached to the traditional Latin Mass. The Society of Pius X has announced plans to consecrate new bishops without papal consent. This is SRN News. Italian police have fired tear gas as protesters clash near Winter Olympics hockey venue.
Italian police used tear gas and a water cannon on protesters near a Winter Olympics venue. It involved a small group of violent demonstrators at the end of an otherwise peaceful march, heard here, against the presence of U.S. agents, including ICE in Italy, and the environmental impact of the Games. The clash occurred as protesters tried to access a highway near the Olympic ice hockey rink. I'm Julie Walker.
Lindsey Vonn, racing on a badly injured left knee, crashed early in the Olympic downhill Sunday and was taken off the course in a helicopter after the 41-year-old American received medical attention for several minutes. Vonn lost control over the opening traverse after cutting the line too tight. She was spun around. The race was put on hold while she received treatment. More details at SRNNews.com.